Hi, Rita. This is Sarah with Family First. How are you doing?
Yes. Okay, repeat that. I couldn't hear you.
It's Sarah with Family First Home Care. We spoke a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to check in to see if you were able to think about how you want to proceed, if you want me to send over a caregiver for you.
You know what? I think you might be a good idea because I'm really going through some hell in here. Michael's drinking. He actually called the police and told them that I'm having a nervous breakdown. This is the things that he do, honey.
I know.
And I don't know if y'all can deal with me because of him.
Well,
I'm
listen.
serious. Because he ain't right up there. I'm gonna let you know the elevator stopped
I understand.
couple of stops before it hit the top floor. Okay. Yeah, something, you know. And I'm not lying. I just was talking on the phone with the other company. I had to call the police in here. You know what I'm saying? And you know, the police, you know, they're saying, you know, you need to remove him from taking care of you. Right now, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bags of groceries with stuff all over the floor, pulling out the groceries, but I ain't putting nothing up because I don't have no energy. I called my doctor. He said, we gotta do some more blood work up on you because, you know, I am, to say it like this, but I'm walking towards my death. You know, I
You
used to
should be
talk
able
with.
to enjoy these years, you know?
That's what I'm saying. You know, I might not be here next year, baby. If my heart keeps, I still talk
I understand.
and walk around with my heart being like this. In my house, this is the castle. But if I go outside that front door, there's nothing for me to, there's no walls at all. I can't function outside that front door. I can't walk through the store. I can't do none of that.
I understand. All right. Well, I have a caregiver. Her name is Ashley, and she was interested in working with you. So,
Okay.
and
How old is
I
she?
know you have 56 hours. Do
Yeah,
you
I'm trying
want
to get
her?
more. I called Keystone. Now, Michael, I didn't call no coordinator. I called the company.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Because when I want something, I go to the source. You know? And he started babbling off. It was so, I didn't want that woman to know and size me up and like him, like, oh, he's, you know, they, what is it? Association brings about affiliation. You know, he's like this, so I'm probably crazy too.
Oh,
No.
no.
And so I'm thinking that's the way she was thinking. She actually said, she asked him, do you need more money? He got insulted. And I mean, I can understand that, but there's a way that you act when you talk and do business. You see what I'm saying? You act a certain way.
Yeah, so she
You
was asking him if that's the reason
respectful.
he's doing it, is just to get the money.
She thought that's why I was trying to call to get money for him.
Oh, okay. Jeez,
See,
that's crazy.
this is what I'm saying. You know, if he could just kept his mouth shut, I can handle business. I'm not stupid. I might be old, but it don't mean I can't think. You know, right now I can't. I can only speak for now. But I can't speak. You know, nothing around here. He bust in the door, start. The woman had to hang up. She stayed on the phone with me about a good 20 minutes. And then she said, you know, I might have to hang up and I might have to call you back. That's embarrassing because he don't, they probably think, well, she's probably crazy too. I mean, look at him. This is what she raised. She's probably that way too. You know, and I didn't raise him like that.
No, I know.
And this is pathetic. It's
no,
really
but I think there comes a time. There comes a time where you have to stop thinking that people are thinking that too, because he's a grown adult now, you know.
Yes,
so
he
even
is.
Though he is he even though he is your child, he's making these choices, you know, and I don't think anybody's looking at you in that manner, you know. I think as parents, we always think that your children are a reflection of you, you know.
Yeah, the police didn't.
Yeah.
They came in here, and they were talking to him, and I just heard it get louder out that I keep my door locked when he's drunk. So these are things I'm going to have to talk over with the caregiver. I hate to bring her into a dysfunctional scene. You know, this is dysfunctional.
All right. So I'm going to talk to her.
Okay.
And
let her know
I will let her know everything that's going on. And then, so he's still living with you, correct? He's living in the top floor?
Yeah, he's here. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
And do you think that if we do remove him as caregiver and add a new caregiver on, do you think that would be something that would be of concern?
Yeah, it's going to be a concern because he can't. He's. What's your first name?
Sarah.
Sarah, this is the problem. Drinking has destroyed him.
Mm-hmm.
Not completely, but he's definitely halfway. And a drinker, they don't have normal reactions, normal thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have them. So, saying that, it's I know he's not going to be able. I'm going to have all kinds of sarcastic remarks. I'm going to have to deal with this being sick too. I want to be peace. That's what the police asked me today.
Thank you.
You know, do you?
Yeah.
You know, do you want? What do you want? And they was ready to. I couldn't find the lease. I think he's been went through my things. So if he knows that lease is a legal piece of paper, it says that this is my house. This is not.
Yeah.
You don't belong here. This was assigned to me.
Yeah, and they can remove him from the home.
Yeah, and I couldn't bring. I'm gonna find that lease. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm just concerned because I don't want to put any of my caregivers at risk.
That's,
you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And
so let me discuss.
They wouldn't be at risk. The only person that would be at risk would be me.
Well, I don't want you at risk either. I don't want anybody to be at risk.
This is what I'm trying to do. To solve the problem, I'm trying to get, and I'm going to need it. It's not solving a problem. It is solving a problem, but it's not for that purpose. It's not for that purpose. It's for the purpose that I need somebody to watch me. I might fall in the bathtub.
Yeah.
I need somebody to wash behind me. I can't do my back, and it's wounds all over my back. Because these people in here, PHA, I want to move. But he don't want to fork up his paycheck to put with me to move. And I can't move by myself.
Yeah,
it takes money. He don't want to do it. He want to drink. He want to drink his money. So
well, Rita, take the week. Yeah, try and find the lease and see if we can do anything legally that way. And then I'm going to discuss you. If you don't mind, I'm going to discuss your case with my administrator.
I would rather you discuss it than me because she might take it a little bit.
Yeah.
Too serious, and it's not that serious.
So I'll discuss it with both my boss and the caregiver, and we'll see how we are going to proceed. I'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
That sounds good, honey.
All
I can't
right,
even
Rita.
Go to the doctor today. I had a doctor's appointment.
And he didn't take you?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rita.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is not helping my life.
No, it's
because
not.
Because the doctor wanted to see how bad I'm falling.
Yeah.
I need to get to the office so they can get some test results done on me.
Yeah.
Because I watched my mother die. I did. She got up and cooked chicken, fried dinner, made potato salad, boiled eggs for me and my grandfather and her sister before they got in the car to drive back to Philadelphia, 900 miles. 900 miles.
Mm.
That's a long way.
Because
she knew, just like I'm talking with you now, she told me she was dying. I was her only child. And she said, Rita, I'm dying. And it hurt me at that age. And I kept saying, oh, Mama, no, no, you can't. I don't have nobody. And she said, I'm talking with your grandfather. He was my father. Now, mind you, the mother that he married after her mother, my mother's mother, mm-hmm. died, wasn't my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I was abused by that woman.
Mm-hmm.
Horribly. But back then, in the 60s, it wasn't no thing about abuse to children like that.
Yeah, no.
Or animals, you know, it was no abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to suffer. But look at me now, I'm suffering again.
Yeah, well, we don't want you to suffer anymore, so we're gonna help you out as best we can.
Yeah.
All right.
All I can say is that I talked to the woman. I don't know how she's going to take it. That boy, really, he did some damage on that phone. He kept talking to me, talking like, what's wrong? Like, I'm a crazy person. I'm an idiot. And I said, oh, my God. Lord, Father, help me. He's paranoid schizophrenic, too. I want to let you know that.
Yeah.
Bipolar and paranoid schizophrenic, both of them. He needs medicine. He needs help. He's not getting it. It's frustrating me. I don't really, if I can't, he can't be around me. I mean, I love him. He's my child. But I'm going to say this. I can't have him in a choice of whether I want to live or I want to just go ahead and let him wreck my life and nerves completely until they have to put me in a home.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't, I don't see myself going that way. Because I have had to help so many people, Sarah, in my life. I've had to stop helping people starting last year. I'm helping everybody. But now there's nobody to help me. You're trying to help me. But look at what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And I know this. I got a straightforward mind. I'm not crazy. But it seems like to me, he thinks I'm crazy. Like what you said, you know, everybody's, I need to stop thinking like that. Everybody's going to see past that. They're going to see over that.
Mm-hmm.
That he's, you know, this woman, she ain't talking like she's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So I have to try to deal with that and let the caregivers know. Cause don't let them ask him how I am or give them some pointers because he's going to let them know, well, she's got Alzheimer's. Then they'll start treating me real crazy. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Well, Miss Sowers, you know you put your pen down here. No, baby, I know I put my pen down here. I knew it was down there. When I put it down, yeah, okay? I don't need, and that's just how it already happened. So he's done this. I don't know what he's trying to do. I really don't.
All right. Well, take the weekend, try and find the lease, and I'll be praying for you, and I will call you on Monday, okay?
Okay, sweetheart.
All right.
Prayer does work. Thank you
so
much.
Yes, it does. Have a very good weekend, okay?
Let me know how that talk with her comes out.
Okay, will do.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.